My name is Robert Carlberg, and I record urban soundscapes. Why would anyone want to listen to, much less record, the mundane sounds of our everyday lives? Well, the answer to that goes back to 1970. In 1970, French composer Luc Ferrari released Presque Rien, Almost Nothing, an audio verite piece he recorded out the window of the house where he was living during a stay in Yugoslavia. He captures the gentle awakening of a sleepy seaside village in the Dalmatian Islands. I ran across this piece on a Deutsche Grammophon LP in the Avant-Garde series, which I was collecting at the time. The piece unexpectedly resonated with me. To my knowledge, it was the first such recording documenting a particular time and place, for no other reason than documenting it. I listened to it many times over the years, each time picking out new details. A few years later, in 1974, when I had the opportunity to replace my cassette deck, I decided to get a Nakamichi 550, a battery-powered portable cassette deck. This would allow me not only to record my LPs, but also concerts and, not coincidentally, make live recordings, my own Presque Riens. My first attempt was recorded off the deck of our apartment. We lived on the bottom floor of the apartment building at street level above a parking garage. There's a big concrete retaining wall opposite our deck, which reflected the street noises, making strange moiré patterns in the sound. On the hot summer days, we'd open the sliding glass door, and I started marveling at the complex sounds wafting in on the breeze. Meanwhile, rock music exploded with innovation, including several bands who used sound effects in their music, from Pink Floyd to Lothar and the Hand People. Beatles. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings. Possibly I was predisposed to such sounds by my father's record collection, which included several Arthur Lyman LPs with their fake bird calls. Okay. Over the years, I made several more recordings with my Nauk, a beach house on the Oregon coast, the Pacific rainforest, a waterfall, Washington State ferry boat engine room. One recording in particular, I remember, was of a snap tie machine. At the time, I was working in a warehouse for a construction supply company, and one of my many duties was to drive down to a steel fabricating plant where they made snap ties, the metal rods used to hold concrete forms together until the concrete dried. The machine was loaded up with a roll of steel rod at one end, which was then pneumatically fed into the machine. The rod was then heated with electricity and bent. The plastic cones were inserted, and then it was chopped off, ka-chunk, and dropped into a bin, clang. The machine continuously turned out snap ties. Ka-chunk, clang. Ka-chunk, clang. I used to love to go down there just to hear this great beast. Over the years, this recording, as well as most of my others, got lost or recorded over. I wore out the Nakamichi and ended up giving it to the Goodwill when it could no longer be repaired. In the meantime, I collected all sorts of natural sound recordings, first on LP, the Environments and Ambience series, as well as Dan Gibson's Solitudes, and later recordings from all over the world on CD, including many excellent ones from Dr. Bernie Krause. Almost all of these so-called natural recordings, however, had been very carefully recorded or even artificially edited to remove all traces of human activity. While enjoyable for what they were, these recordings were hardly natural environments, at least not for me, in the city. One day, about 4 years ago, I pulled out my old cassette of the apartment recording, and I was astonished at the memories it brought back. The smells and sounds of that apartment, even the heat of the summer breeze, had made me realize some 20 years later that I had actually captured a time and place not unlike Luc Ferrari's Presqu'Arienne. Decided right then and there that I wanted to start making live recordings again. The new technology available, such as the tiny digital mini-disc recorders and CD-ROM burners and digital editing tools on computer, made it all so much easier and better quality. I specifically wanted to make urban soundscapes, not recordings of some swamp in New Guinea, but recordings in real places that I could get to, places not necessarily devoid of human sounds. Instead of noise pollution, I chose to see human sounds as part of our environment, and not necessarily an unpleasant part. I've looked for interesting environments with a variety of sounds that can be either studied or ignored. Some of the sounds have been instantly recognizable. And some may be recognizable only in context. Ultimately, I'd like to be able to trade sounds with other collectors in faraway places, sounds which define a place I'll probably never visit. Maybe someday I'll be able to put together a CD called Around the World in 80 Minutes. Until then, here's where I was January 25th, 1999.